The 2024 NCAA March Madness Men's Tournament is back.
You can feel the madness.
This is the big dance.
The biggest event in college sports is kicking off Tuesday, March 19th, with the first four, and you don't want to miss a second of the action as we march all the way to the Final Four on April 6th and 8th. Catch all the clutch shots.
Long three.
It's good.
Big time plays.
Rejected.
Oh, what a pass.
Big finish.
Upsets, Cinderellas, Blue Bloods, and more.
Oh, my goodness.
Plus, this year, there are more ways to get in the game with Max.
What a move.
Dropping jaws here.
Tune in to the NCAA Men's Division I Basketball Championship, March 19th through April 8th on TBS, CBS, TNT, True TV, and stream on Max to stay up to date on the chase for a championship.
The madness is real.
Great basketball.
Oh, wow.
Great stories.
He's not human.
That's what this tournament is all about.
This is the Golf IQ podcast, a place for golf nerds to dive into the science and uncover the secrets to playing better golf. I'm the host, Luke Kerdanine, and welcome. Lag is one of these terms that golfers, in some ways, it's almost like a myth that golfers just can't help but get drawn to, right, Drew? They hear lag, they hear power. It was such a big deal and so for so many years in the golf industry that everybody thinks they need more of it. But we're going to just sort of clear up some of these misconceptions today, right, Drew?
Yeah, exactly. I think people see some swings like Sergio Garcia, where he's got all that angle in the club between the club and his wrists, and they think it's a, and they've been told it's a power move, and that Sergio does it so well, and they're told they need some in their swing, and maybe they try to get it, but they get it the wrong way, or maybe they get too much of it. But more so they get it the wrong way, which can lead to a lot of bad things in the golf swing.
Yeah, and Michael Kim, who's a great follow on Twitter, he's a PGA Tour player, really smart guy, really nice guy too. He says that lag is only good if you can get rid of it. So I think a lot of issues that a lot of golfers get into is that they just try to hold the lag. They try to hold their club as firmly in their wrists as they can all through the swing. Don't release it. And Michael Kim told me and said on Twitter too that he's just trying to throw that club head as fast and as hard as he can. He actually took out a lot of wrist hinge in his backswing recently, working with Sean Foley, who's the third best coach in the country in our rankings, just to feel a little wider in his wrist, because that's how he felt like he could actually whip and throw the club a little more. And which is, I think, an opposite of what a lot of golfers think they need to do in order to hit the ball further.
Oh, totally. I mean, there's that famous Jack Nicklaus quote that he said that he felt like he couldn't release the golf club early enough from the top of the swing. Like, mm-hmm. He got to the top and he was just throwing away all of his angles trying to release the club. And there was a video that you and Chris Powers did with Padraig Harrington recently, where Padraig Harrington was working with one of our colleagues, Chris Powers, on his golf swing. And Chris was doing this sort of exaggerated laggy motion in the downswing where he was getting really open with his chest and really holding this wrist angle. And Harrington goes, "What are you doing? That's just a social media viral move. That pros aren't actually doing that. We're trying to release the crap out of it in the downswing." And so I think it's a bit of a misconception.
Yeah, and there's just countless stories. Golf Digest did an awesome video with Stan Utley and Charles Barkley. And Charles Barkley, of course, had that famous hitch in his golf swing. But that hitch existed, Barkley said, because he was trying to hold the lag, because that's what he thought he was trying to do. He was just holding the club there, trying to keep a really tight angle between the club shaft and his left arm, and he was causing this yipping motion almost. It was in trying to release it that he actually really turned around his game. So anyway, let's back up real quick and say I think a lot of where the misconceptions of this come from is golfers will look at pictures of pros at impact and they'll see their hands ahead of the ball and they'll say, "Oh, I need to do that." When in reality, that something like that is created by how the body's moving, right? Pros are shifting their body really hard towards the target. They're moving into their left side. Their hips have moved forward. And you're just seeing one small moment in time, which makes it look like, oh, they're really trying to hold this lag. When in reality, they've just shifted and they're releasing on the way through.
Exactly. They're just more forward at impact than they were at address. Or yeah, at address, sorry. I think one of the biggest misconceptions or the biggest thing amateurs, I shouldn't say amateurs because I'm very much an amateur as well. But what players get wrong is coming down when they try to create lag, they have too much cock in their left wrist. So it's too much. It's too cupped. So they hold the left wrist angle too much, which feels like it's a lagging motion. But in reality, all you're doing is steepening the shaft and opening the face when you get that cup in your left wrist coming down.
Yeah. And we talked about in a previous episode, not letting the arms collapse. But often this is what you'll see when golfers try really hard to hold the lag, they're actively trying to do, that's what happens. They end up just pulling their arms really close into their body. Everything collapses. And when they're really narrow, they're really steep. And they think that they're creating power when actually they're costing themselves power and they're creating a really steep out to in over the top style swing that just goes straight into the dirt and doesn't really help you hit the ball high and far.
I think the way a lot of pros create lag, or it looks like they have a lot of lag, is because their trail wrist, their right wrist, is bending back in the downswing, which you in their left wrist is kind of bowing, and that looks like from face on like they have a ton of lag, like there's a huge angle between their wrists and their club, but in reality the club is just on a shallower plane. And so it looks like they have a lot of more lag than they actually do.
Yeah, camera angles can throw this stuff off. You're totally right. So anyway, I feel like there would be some amateurs out there, or recreational golfers rather, who would say, well, I don't want to scoop though. I scoop, so I need to feel as though I'm holding the lag. But I'm not a coach, but I think a lot of coaches to that would say, well, you're probably scooping for other reasons. This isn't the one-size-fits-all solution here. So if you're scooping, it could be that your sequence is off, for instance, that you're not shifting your weight far enough, which is causing you, the scoop is kind of an effect. It's not really the cause. So I would venture to say there's something like that going on rather than the not having enough lag being the primary issue, if that makes sense.
I would also probably imagine that it would be something related to your body moving as well. Like you were saying, Luke, pros move so far into their left leg, their lead leg in the downswing. Their lower body's more forward, their upper body's more forward. So if you're not doing that, your hands aren't going to be as far forward at impact.
Exactly. And I think, I don't know, what would you leave the person on the other end of this podcast with, Drew? Because I guess I would say that for as much as you may be focusing on lag because you've heard it's important, I think a lot of coaches would say you'd be better off thinking about how your body's moving. I think that once you get your body moving in the right way, that will suddenly you'll start to notice that you're generating and releasing power in your wrists way better. And it's just because you've put them in a better position to succeed.
Absolutely. I totally agree. I think you can get into a lot of trouble focusing too much on having a lot of wrist cock and wrist set and wrist hinge in the downswing. You'd be much more better off just working on your body movement.
Yeah. I mean, and I saw that Claude Harmon was on Chris Comer's Golf Channel show and that he used a great analogy for this. He said there are four horses in the race in the golf swing. And so once you get to the top of the backswing, your body is your kind of hips are the first horse, and they win that race first, and then the next are the arms, and then the next is the wrists, and the next is the club head. You know, so this is the order, and the 1-2-3-4 order in which they need to cross the finish line. And I thought that was a pretty handy visual there. And notice that the lag is created because 3 and 4 are in your hands, wrists, and club. But really, it's your body that has to happen first in order for you to prevent the scoop and release that club.
Exactly. That's how you get that tour impact look.
Hello, I'm Luke Curdenin, the host of the Golf IQ podcast, and we've got some very exciting news here in Golf Digest land. It's a new newsletter available exclusively to Golf Digest Plus members, and it'll land in your inbox once a week. It's the greatest newsletter in all the land here at Golf Digest, but I admit there is an upstart rival in the ranks, and it goes by the name of the Low Net newsletter with Sam Wyman, who's here right now. Sam, what's the lowdown on your newsletter?
Well, my newsletter, Luke, is the reason that you are competing for second place at best. My newsletter, as you said, is called Low Net. It's geared towards golfers like myself who are very much in the middle of the pack at your course or your club. It's a game I live and breathe, and I'm obsessed with getting better.
No, in all seriousness, it's a great read. It's full of not just really interesting and helpful stuff, but really relatable stuff from the man who probably loves golf the most of anybody here at Golf Digest. So head over to golfdigest.com/plus. Sign up and start enjoying both of these awesome newsletters each and every week.